This is Intermountain Classics, brought to you by KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Have you seen our beloved Sacramento River lately? What a wild ride it would be to be carried through Redding on the back of all that wild, turbulent water. Composer Michael Dougherty must have thought the same thing in this next composition, Niagara Falls. Traveling the wild and turbulent Niagara River on the way to the famed falls. So hang on to your hats, buckle up, and don't stand up as the North Texas Wind Symphony takes us on a wild ride with an occasional stop at a haunted house or wax museum along the way to our ultimate destination in Niagara Falls.
Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on KKRN 88.5 FM, your community radio station in Round Mountain, bringing you news, information, and entertainment for Redding and Shasta County. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Composed by American composer Michael Dougherty, Niagara Falls for Symphonic Band is a musical wild ride down the Niagara River on the way to the famed Niagara Falls, the most visited waterfalls in the world. We heard the North Texas Wind Symphony in this recording. Gustav Holst was a 20th century English composer, arranger, and teacher. Best known for The Planets, he composed a large number of other works across a range of genres and was influenced by such composers as Wagner, Ravel, and Strauss. His interest in the English folk song revival of the early 20th century led Holst to develop and refine a unique and individual style. Here is a beautiful solo piece for cello and orchestra written prior to The Planets, called Invocation. Tim Hugh Cello, with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by David Lloyd Jones, perform in this recording.
Thank you.
Invocation is a solo piece for cello and orchestra written by 20th century English composer Gustav Holst. We've heard Tim Hugh cello with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by David Lloyd Jones, perform in this recording. Tan Dunn is a modern composer most widely known for his scores for the movies Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and Hero, as well as composing music for the medal ceremonies at the 2008 Beijing Olympics. His works often incorporate audiovisual elements, use instruments constructed from organic materials such as paper, water, and stone, and are often inspired by traditional Chinese theatrical and ritual performance. One of his more notable compositions is Symphony 1997, a work written to commemorate the passing of Hong Kong back to the People's Republic of China from Great Britain. Symphony 1997 is divided into three movements: Heaven, Earth, and Mankind. Here is the Earth movement, divided into three sections: Water, Fire, and Metal. The Hong Kong Philharmonic Orchestra, the Imperial Bells Ensemble of China, the Yips Children's Choir, and Yo-Yo Ma cello perform. Thank you. Tiandan Symphony 1997 is a commemoration of the reunification of Hong Kong with China. We've heard the central movement of this symphony, Earth, as performed by the Hong Kong Philharmonic Orchestra, the Imperial Bells Ensemble of China, the Yip's Children's Choir, and Yo-Yo Ma Cello. One of William Shakespeare's most loved and popular plays is, of course, A Midsummer Night's Dream. Many composers have written music for this play, including Felix Mendelssohn. Here is a selection from his incidental music to the play, the Scherzo Movement. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, under the baton of Jane Glover, perform in this recording. Thank you. This week's concert of classical music on Intermountain Classics has included a wide variety of both chamber music and symphonic works from Europe and American, as well as a modern symphony from China. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks so much for listening. Intermountain Classics is a regular feature on KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Be sure to tune in next Saturday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. or Sunday morning from 5 to 7 a.m. for another program of fine classical music right here on Intermountain Classics. KKRN is listener-supported community radio, and we exist to provide you, our community, with news, information, and entertainment to serve all of us in the Redding, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. Please consider supporting us by sending your tax-deductible contributions to Community Radio KKRN, Post Office Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can also contribute by going to our website, kkrn.org. Thank you all for your support of Community Radio and KKRN. Good evening and good music.